This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, here's a solution. There's a report in the media about a trendy...
Okay, it looks like we might have lost Vince there. So what I'm going to do here, folks, I'm going to give a couple of articles. Hopefully I wasn't the one that was dropped, to show how the powers that be are accelerating the system, okay? They're accelerating the takeover. Biden filling courts with radical judges who put politics before the law. They're accelerating the takeoff. See, politics should not be before the law. The Constitution is the law of the land, folks. Biden administration secretly carry out Nord Stream 2 bombing without congressional approval. See, we don't even have a rule of law, folks. Everything's crime right now. Biden caught lying about GOP wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare. He's on video talking about eliminating Social Security and Medicare. Why do you think, folks, that the Biden State of the Union drew the second lowest TV audience in history? Is that not curious? And another article here, Kobe Bryant was suing Big Pharma, and the first court date was set for 3 days after his death. Do you think that could be a coincidence? I don't think there's many coincidences left because everything is so corrupt and manipulated. So going back to solutions, folks, I'm just going to keep ripping them out here until we run out of time. All this depopulation agenda by the powers that be, the World Economic Forum, the CFR, the UN, all these people who are addicted to power, money, and control, they talk about population control under the guise of benevolence. Well, benevolence is not genocide, eugenics, and murder. We can have voluntary depopulation. Give everybody $1 million who gets their tubes tied, gets a vasectomy, and we could do it through voluntary means. Another solution, in every way, shape, and form, this word should be used every day by everybody, and that is the word decentralize. When the powers that be centralized everything, we are going to lose everything that I talked about earlier in the broadcast. Federal land in Montana, Governor Gianforte here in Montana, the feds practice corruption as a business model. Take back our state lands. Take the state forest service and put them into Montana state lands. Another solution, let's think about using silver and gold and having a plan B. I got articles here, and I'm trying to think. Basically, China is replacing U.S. Treasury holdings with gold. What could possibly go wrong? Okay, this is what's happening in India, and India is using silver like crazy also. Russia's back in the ruble with gold. We are going to be left in the dark. Okay, we're not even going to get second place. We're going to get last place. We have to have plan Bs and get state depositories to have silver and gold and get our treasuries involved, get our local banks involved. And we have to be ready for a plan B or else the music's going to stop and we're all not going to have a chair. Okay, we need to eliminate all voting machines, clean up all voter rolls, have paper votes. We need Congress to have term limits, full transparency. From now on, every bill cannot be, 2 feet thick that they give you the day of that you read, 10% if you're lucky, and then sign it. And then Nancy Pelosi says, well, we got to pass the bill to see what's in it later. No bill will have more than 5 pages. It should be 1 or 2. I'm going to give it 5 pages because these people are so lazy in Congress, we've got to give them a chance to read it. We need to create our own grand juries. We need to elect new judges if possible, but we don't have representation for we the people. The representation is for them, the elite. All definitions of everything from here on out should go back to 1990, where the definitions were real, not propaganda, not hoaxes, not lies, not gaslighting. We need to hire people based on what you heard me say earlier, and I try and say as often as I can, the pick effect. Patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Not just hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, and merit. We need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody across the board. We need to be aware of all the psyops, folks, all the design mind control, the behavior modification, the virtual reality, the funneling to emotional response. When you get emotional, you stop critical thinking. I've given these studies. We need to have, you know, we can't have these controlled emotional reactions by the powers that be. We can't have someone getting a job based on their victim group status or their protectionist group status. We have to have new hiring practices. And all these politically correct buzzwords that too many people are being fooled by, like equality, fairness, diversity, inclusiveness, equity, these are all BS politically correct buzzwords. One thing that we have done is shown how people are getting stuck in a mass formation psychosis, and they're literally under a fear, a hypnosis of mind control, and they're turning into brainwashed followers. And even the Pentagon admitted that for population control. The divide and conquer strategies, the lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. We have to get rid of these politically correct buzzwords. We have proven time and time and time again, bottom 63% was paycheck to paycheck. The bottom 93%, all the money is going to the top 1 to 2%. So we have to change hiring practices based on merit. No more exemptions or mandate, just laws. Exemptions and mandates are not laws. Emergency powers need to be eliminated because all it does is create dictatorships, tyranny, and totalitarian Nazi-type behavior. Stop calling Republicans who are traitors rhinos. They are traitors. They are sellouts. Class warfare is very important. The powers that be, we have to look at who gets the jobs, who gets the microphone, who's beating themselves on the chest with their success. It's mostly people who are born on third base. The Liz Cheneys, the Pelosi kid, the Biden kid, the Mitt Romney kid, the John Kerry kid, people who didn't earn their job. They didn't earn their money. We have to bring all this to the forefront because when you don't earn your job, there's no more value left. And you can see how they are delegitimizing work. I talk about this often. We need, when we hear about studies, and the powers that be in the FDA, the NIH, the AMA, the World Health Organization, all these corrupt organizations, when they talk about studies, we need to ask for proof. We need to make sure they're placebo-controlled, peer-reviewed, double-blind, and randomized studies. Doesn't matter if it's medicine, doesn't matter if it's masks, it doesn't matter if it's lockdowns. They just say stuff without evidence and proof. That's what we try to do on USA Prepares. We give facts, evidence, proof, and truth. That's why I use published articles in the public domain. We need to be aware of all these agendas and objectives. Most of them are nefarious and self-serving. They have to be exposed. We have to stop betraying, letting these people betray the trust of the people. They've corrupted all their professions with these phony experts and official authorities. They're no longer valid. There's no credibility left. They've lost it. They've sold out. You know, and they're going after all the people who tell the truth, like James O'Keefe, We need to stick up for James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. The board, I mean, do you think it's possible that Pfizer or Big Pharma went to the board and either threatened them or blackmailed them or bribed them to kick James O'Keefe out of his company? James O'Keefe is Project Veritas. And his last underground undercover reporting was the best, because now we can see what Pfizer and Big Pharma is actually doing to the people. We've given a ton of those articles and interviews. The World Economic Panel says the U.S. will soon have illegal hate speech laws. That's not a law. We have the First Amendment. That's totalitarian dictatorship stuff, folks. Jerome Corsi says how the CIA engineered the Russia collusion coup d'etat to remove Donald Trump from the presidency. Can you see why I'm giving these articles? Because they have to accelerate the plan, because everything they've done is unraveling. Even in Brazil, the installed Lula da Silva is forcing poor families to vaccinate their children. So they're saying, well, if you don't go into the gas chamber, even if you live a little longer, you're not going to get any money. We're going to kick you out of the system. Even Sam Bankman-Fried has a Clinton judge, a Soros-related Biden-appointed prosecutor, and his case is in the corrupt district of southern New York. Are you curious about the three additional chemicals discovered in East Palestine train derailment? How about an Ohio train derailment? How about the ones that just happened in South Carolina and Texas train derailment? Is that curious? Is that curious, folks? I mean, do you think they were bringing in chemicals for a mass death? Is it possible? See how I put a question mark after that? Former DNI and liar James Clapper said he never called Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinformation. There was a whole list of intelligence people who signed on the dotted line to verify that. There's no more rule of law. There's no more experts. There's no more official authorities. They install people psychologically who's willing to sell out the American people for their own personal gain. They've been bribed, they've been blackmailed, they've been threatened. Okay, going back to specific solutions again. What we need drastically, and by the way, I've mentioned all these over the years at some time. I've had broadcasts where I've done just ideas and solutions. And what we need is public. Governor Gianforte here in Montana, all red state governors, if you really care about your people, see, this is a big problem with ego and pride. If they don't come up with the idea, they're not going to back it. And that's a big problem. That's why we, the people, have to start speaking up. But we need ideas and solution conferences in every state where the people get up on a microphone and do exactly what I'm doing now. Now, obviously, you know, when I talk about off-grid living and gardening and, you know, all the things that I've talked about, I mean, I can go for hours on just those topics. I don't have hours. I have a finite amount of time, and that's why I go through a lot of stuff pretty quick. As you can tell in the beginning of the broadcast, I typically go through more details and specificity, but I don't have the time. But if we had ideas and solution conferences statewide to give the power back to the people, we would have more success, more prosperity, more ingenuity, more skill sets. But the people don't, but the powers that be don't want that, do they? They want depopulation. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's regarding state and federal Congress. I've suggested that no bill shall be more than one sentence. I've also suggested that all congressmen read and understand every word in every bill that they vote on, or the penalty is capital punishment. What that means is if a congressperson doesn't read it and votes on it, they're guilty of a crime, a capital crime. And if every bill is one sentence or less, they will have the opportunity to read it. So they'll have to be clear in their language, and they won't be able to bury pork, fat, and corruption in bills that the other congresspeople haven't read. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, did we lose you there, Vince? Because I just didn't hear you.
No.
Oh,
no, I was here.
Okay.
I was here.
All right.
Yeah, and
well,
I was actually speaking, and I don't think you...
I didn't. It just sounded like...
You heard me, but... No, I was actually opening that segment. But please continue.
Okay. All right, buddy. Well, thanks. I guess we can always go to smoke signals if things break down. So I just talked about...
Well, you know, maybe this is intentional.
And I've talked for many years, folks, especially I've been on the air for over 12 years... I've talked about this on many different broadcasts, self-sufficiency preparedness schools, and creating everything from business. business databases, homeschool databases, and there's so many things, living off-grid, getting like-minded people on the same land and creating databases where you can get Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue, who might not have the proper capital resources to buy that 20, 40-acre piece. You get people together, and you have a business model, and they can literally turn a raw piece of land, park it out, put in the structures they need, the garden they need, the greenhouses, the fencing, and all of a sudden, 4 or 5 years down the road, you have a working hobby farm, pardon me, and you can sell it for some pretty good chunk of change. In the meantime, you're not renting, you're living on the property, so you're not throwing money out the window, and you're cross-training once in a while. You know, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue, they all have different expertises, and they cross-train and teach everybody. It's a business model. We could, living off-grid, teaching people that, alternative energy for power sources, buying land, amortization schedules, using your 401k and IRA with pre-tax money. These are all things that I've done. Raising animals, looking for the best animals for that's practical and efficient for your lifestyle, how to breed them, common diseases, things of that nature. Utilizing animals for eggs, milk, butter, meat. Hunting and fishing strategies, how to skin and butcher animals. I know people who came here from California, they have a deer in the yard or a wild turkey, and they call me up because they don't know how to clean it. So I show them how to do stuff like that. Handgun defense, especially now, very important. I could be all part of the self-sufficiency preparedness school. Our Constitution, we need to teach it and reteach it and reteach it and reteach it, or else we're not going to preserve the rights that over a million combat soldiers died for us. Financial counseling in our economy. When you buy land, things like amortization schedules, the difference between principal and interest. I mean, we're not even taught in school how to balance a checkbook. Wild, edible, and medicinal plants. That's how we live. I harvest a lot of wild and medicinal plants on my property and in northwest Montana in the Rockies. So nature should be appreciated. Botany should be appreciated. Nutrition. So many people have no clue about what food to consume, what foods to avoid. And it's up to you. Look, you have to have information and discipline in order to do it. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, right? So they say. Homeschooling ideas. This could all be part of the self-sufficiency preparedness school. Creating a homeschool database. I've had such good luck with hiring homeschool kids to pound in my posts and do certain things. We need to get back to homeschooling because the government schools are social and political indoctrination centers. Gardening and farming, we need to teach that and reteach it. We need to go back to those lost 19th century skills. Doesn't matter if we dovetail them with 21st century technology, but we are devolving. Okay? We have no more skill sets. People are afraid. And this is what this robotics, automation, artificial intelligence.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
USA News Update. A national state of emergency has been declared this morning in New Zealand. Cyclone Gabriel swept away roads, inundated homes, and left roughly 250,000 people without power. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins called it the most significant weather event New Zealand has seen in this century.
A lot of families displaced, a lot of homes without power, extensive damage done across the country. It will take us a wee while to get a handle on exactly what's happened. I want to acknowledge those families that are currently functioning without power and in some cases without communications. We'll be working as quickly as we can.
The Consumer Price Index was released Tuesday morning and it shows inflation continues to go in the wrong direction. Inflation rose in January by a half a percentage point. The CPI was up 6.4% from the same period in 2022. Both numbers were higher than expected. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
Honor today's hot.
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
That's Rich Sheben's with us, and we're talking about solutions. Rich mentioned self-sufficiency schools. Well, the natural evolution of Natural Farms campground, which is on our farm, which will be opened this spring, the natural evolution of that is for me to start teaching classes on self-sufficiency. And I've talked to Rich about this in the past, and I don't know if the offer is still open, but it's entirely possible that we can have self-sufficiency schools and classes with Rich Sheben and me right here on the farm. So the way this would work is maybe once a month, we would have, you know, we'll have the campers here, but maybe once in a month we will have a special camping weekend or so where we involve instructors teaching self-sufficiency right here, small classes. You know, not thousands of people like our previous expos, but small classes where it's more intimate and we can possibly see some sections of our farm and how we do it. Raising cows, fencing, different types of fencing, living with nature in harmony. That's entirely possible, and that is the plan for natural farms, the campgrounds, and self-sufficiency. So, Rich, any comments about that? Well, you and I have talked about that over the years, and it looks like the only way that self-sufficiency schools can be actually accomplished is if we do it. Doesn't seem like anybody else wants to.
Well, it's pretty obvious that the powers that be want to consolidate power, money, control, and skill sets for themselves and their children. They don't want us to have any of this information. So it's really a shame. So when you listen to politicians and all these people talking about all this phony benevolence, that's exactly what it is. It's phony. Because they could have funded, look at all the money that's gone to the Bezos, the Gates, you know, all the corrupt who literally want genocide, eugenics, and murder to occur. And us little people are basically forgotten because they don't want this information to get out. So you're right, Vince. It's I would love to have an Elon Musk come in and say, you know, he's talking about, you know, he's doing his part for population, having all these different kids. Okay, but if everybody else can't afford it, but they see no future, and all they see is eugenics, genocide, and murder, we got to give people platforms, ideas, and solutions in order to survive. But the powers that be want to hoard all their money and their resources for themselves. All right, Vince, I'm going to go back to more ideas and solutions. What we need, folks, is we need to expose hypocrisies and double standards. I've given thousands of these over the years. I'd love to see somebody who talk about benevolence and actually do something about it and fund a program that's for the people, for we the people, to show the hypocrisies and double standards of the elite. And I've mentioned some of them here today. Citizen review boards, grand juries, public forums, even on private venues. We need to get all that into we the people, because our government and big corporations are inept. They're incapacitated. They've sold out. Okay. Small business alliances, so we can share costs and liabilities, and we have to use gold and silver. Because once they create the CBDCs, the central bank digital currency, they're going to make it shiny in the beginning, but then once it gets you in the system, it's going to be only the big boys that's going to be left. Everybody else will be out of business. So we have to start incorporating gold and silver in our commerce. We need to get little businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, to publicly say, okay, we're going to take cash, we're going to take gold, we're going to take silver, and I give you my word as a mom-and-pop business that's the commerce that we're going to have. And when I talk, and I talk about this again, I talk about everything here. When you share costs and liabilities, what we did when I was working for pharma in New York and New Jersey, okay, what we do is get the small independents were getting squeezed. They couldn't compete with the chain drugstore. This is just an example. So we helped the small independents. And I've done a lot of CE programs for pharmacists in my time as well to help out the little guy. But what we need to do is get all the little guys together, maybe even share a warehouse so they can buy in bulk, share costs, and stay in business. Because once we lose small and medium-sized business, it's all over, folks. We need to start thinking for yourself. We can't, and that's one of the reasons I gave that rant about AI and what's happening in America with GPT chat and all this other stuff. Because if we don't read and research and verify, and we get intellectually lazy, and we just watch some mainstream media television, television show, which is pushing propaganda, false flags, hoaxes, lies, and gaslighting, we're just going to fall deeper and deeper into the hole. We need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. In other words, we need to start being American. Again, we have to have uncomfortable conversations at every venue. I know a lot of people are afraid to be called names. A lot of people are afraid to show courage. A lot of people are afraid to not be liked. Well, I've been talking about this bioweapon for over 2 years. I've had a lot of people come to me and thank me for saving their lives. Are there still some people out there who don't believe it? Yes, mostly because they have to save face. Mostly because it's a psychological profile that they chose for their ego and pride. And I've had people come up to me and they said, Rich, I told my parents to take it. I told my children to take it. And I said, well, you're going to have to let it go and let's start taking a new profile here, a new strategy, a new plan. Because you have to admit that you were wrong. You remember my example of that 57-year-old I knew personally, who I visited in hospice, who was smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes per day, packs of cigarettes per day, and he would not admit in his deathbed in hospice that smoking gave him lung cancer. We need courage. We need people to stop saving face. We need people to stop putting their ego and pride in front of what could benefit other people. And that's part of the uncomfortable conversations that we need everywhere. We also need a Brave 300 list and another Brave 300 list and another one and another one. What we need is the Donald Trumps of the world to create venues to thank the whistleblowers, the alternative media, the hero doctors, to reward patriots for telling the truth and putting their country first. See, if we don't do this, President Trump, or all these other people who are listening right now, then we're not going to reward, because we're being demonetized, we're being discredited, we're being delegitimized, we're being attacked, we're getting death threats, and we're doing it not for us, but for our country. We need to reward and have venues to reward the Brave 300 and another group and another group and another group, because then people are going to say, what's the sense in sticking my neck out? What's the sense in fighting for my country? I'm just going to think short term. I'm just going to think for myself. I'm not going to help others. This is a really good idea, but the people with the money are the biggest people who afford it. And not President Trump. He's helped a lot of people with his money. He's lost a lot of billions to help us. But there's a lot of wealthy people who don't help other people. They're all about me, 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 me. And they're the last person to help others. So if any of you are listening, whether it be self-sufficiency preparedness schools or a Brave 300 lists, plural, let's start doing something proactive and taking offense. Now, eliminating 5G. We've talked to Karen about Karen Kingston. I paraphrased her. She talks about how these frequencies, 5G and fiber optic networks, activates this AI technology with quantum dot technology. It targets the brain, the heart, the lungs, and even LED lights have a part of it. One of her solutions, and not just her, I've heard Stu Peters and many others say it, we need to take down 5G and fiber optics everywhere. All COVID technology should be banned, no more funding and no more testing. I'm here to give ideas and solutions. You want one that will change everything, Vince? Laws of excess. If we had laws of excess, corruption and addictions would stop overnight. Meaning, let's say, with all these people, especially all these whites, especially all these males, you've heard me mention all these names, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Bezos, Zuckerberg, all these people, Gates, who are calling for depopulation and basically prisons if you survive, all these white, pasty white people who are calling every, who are everything on whites, everything on males. Let's have laws of excess. None of these people, institutions, organizations, and NGOs, including George Soros, can have more than $2 million net worth. Everything would, law and order, corruption, manipulation, all these things that we're dealing with, all these design, mind control, trigger wars, all this, these emotions that they're forcing out, which eliminates critical thinking, all the psyops, all the disruptive everything, the behavior modification, the virtual reality, the victim group status, the controlled reactions, the lowering the bars of standards and expectations, the qualifications for a job. My God, even our own military, whether it be criteria for entrance, whether it be boot camp, whether it be promotions, it's all based on what group you're in. Every bar of standard and qualification in our country for a good job, especially government jobs and big corporations, has descended like gravity. So, Vince, I realize that we're
it's in a few
seconds of the second to last segment.
Yeah.
I would like to thank you for giving me the microphone and exercising my First Amendment rights. I would like you to comment on some of the ideas and solutions, like you just have, that I've given today. And, again, thank you for giving me the mic.
Okay. Sure. So, laws of excess, since you mentioned that, I believe that the privacy invasion that we are all experiencing, and many of us despise and detest, would come to an immediate and abrupt halt if there were laws of excess. The reason for that is it would be too tedious, too cumbersome, too tiresome to continue the invasion of snooping, spying, listening in on everything we say, do, think. It would be too expensive for the minuscule monetary rewards. If there were laws of excess, privacy invasion would come to a complete halt, in my opinion. And, you know, there's this bottle made by this company, branded Bindle, B-I-N-D-L-E. It's allegedly a trendy bottle. It's made out of stainless steel, but they soldered the bottom of it with 10% lead. It's toxic. Don't buy them. Don't buy them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, we were talking about the Baltimore public school system. Class, I believe that the cost for me to go to a top 40 university in the United States back in the 70s was about $5,000 a year. And I worked while I was going to school to help pay for my education. I worked as a student marshal, a liaison between the campus police and the students. And I worked 15 to 18 hours a week while I was going to school full time. Then during the summers I worked at an auto parts store. So I was always working. I haven't stopped since. And I was looking at what it costs to send a child to public school. In Missouri, it's about $11,000 a year, which I think is absolutely outrageous, to send a child to the grades between kindergarten and 12th grade. $11,000 a year. I'm rounding, so it makes it easier on radio if I round. So in the Midwest, which would be Illinois, this is what some people call the Midwest. And this has been reported. Illinois and North Dakota and Ohio and, you know, Minnesota, Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, Indiana, South Dakota, the Midwest. The average cost per pupil per year is $14,000 a year. In the West, that would be like Alaska, Wyoming, Hawaii, Washington, California, Oregon, Montana, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, and Idaho. $13,000 a year. 1 year to educate, or at least maybe to babysit, a student for 1 year in the public training camp. In the Northeast, which is considered New York, Connecticut, Vermont, New Jersey, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Maine, $21,000 a year. In the South, which is, they include District of Columbia, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Louisiana, Georgia, South Carolina, Kentucky, Arkansas, Texas, Alabama, North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Oklahoma, $11,000 a year. Now, in Baltimore, the city school system is committed to spending $21,000 a year per student. $21,000 a year. And at the same time, there's not one child in 23 of the public schools in Baltimore, Maryland, where the children understand basic math. This includes the failings of 23 schools, 10 high schools, 8 elementary schools, 3 middle and high schools, and 2 elementary middle schools. 23 schools. Not one student passed at his grade level math. Not one. Now, do you think that Baltimore, Maryland is the only state that has this massive failure in public education? I submit to you they are one of many. Now, they may not all have this tremendous rate of failure, but they all have failure, all of them. And the CEO, as she is called, of the Baltimore Public Training Camp makes $445,000 a year. That's $45,000 more than the guy in the big chair at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being rewarded with about $500,000 for complete and abysmal failure in 23 of the schools in your district? Can you imagine that? We are, well, Rich says it, we are rewarding mediocrity. We're rewarding failure. We are promoting people way above their highest level of incompetence. And on the way out, they get massive rewards for leaving. It's unbelievable. They are leaving devastation in their wake. What is going to happen to these children who have zero competency at their grade level in math? What's going to happen to all of them? How many students are there in the Baltimore training camp? Let's see. I had the number here. It's a huge number. 76,000 students in the Baltimore public training camp. So what particular ethnicity are they attributed to? Well, 73% are black. 17%, and this is according to the media, 17% are Hispanic or Latino. 7% are white. And in the balance, which is less than 5%, are Asian, Pacific Islander, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian. An abysmal failure. What would you do if that were your child in that public training camp? It's really simple. Get him out of there if you love him. Otherwise, they are doomed to a hard life. Rich, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.